Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves, the third year. Him and I are doing this thing. I kind of feel like Steve Carlton and Tim McCarver. It's Bronc Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Tarek Brock, yours truly. Mark Mancini producing in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you're sitting around a campfire roasting marshmallows after, you want to hear the archive, catch it on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, I put the podium in its place and hand off the mic. Tarek the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And what a great win on opening day in Cincy.
Man, well, so I'm gonna answer that a little bit in reverse. You know, doing well after a great opening day win here in the Queen City in Cincinnati. You know, how you can get a hold of me is Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's TarikBrockSR because I do have a junior. And man, I am excited. Like you said, year three. So let's get into it. Lots to catch up on. Here we go.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When I think of opening day over the years, they always had Cincinnati opening it up, and then everybody played later. You were there yesterday, the ambiance, seeing the place pack, a sea of red, taking it all in, absorbing it on opening day 2023. How did it feel?
It felt awesome. You know, also just right outside the stadium, they have, you know, restaurants and this walkway that was just filled up yesterday. Just great energy, you know, in and around the city. And so it was just good for our young players, you know. And the cool thing about it is, like, you might have, you know, opening days in a clubhouse can range from guys that, you know, this could be their 14th, you know, all the way down to guys that this is their first. It's a really cool thing. It's great, you know, excitement. And we're just looking to, you know, carry that over, you know, on Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Now, the off day with you guys today, I guess it'd be a nice little get-together, and gratefully so. Derek Shelton said after the game, we scored some runs without putting the ball on the grass. A lot of good stuff happened today. It was a team victory.
Yeah, you know, yes, it was. It was everything that, you know, we stressed in camp of how we're going to have to win, you know, different ways. And then also last year, you know, we were in a lot of two-run games, as I mentioned so much, you know, on the shows last year. So it was good to, you know, get out, you know, to a lead, you know, have a team answer back, and, you know, we still score and shut the door, which was great. You know, we had, you know, a stolen base, you know, bunt them over and a sack fly. When was the last time you saw that in a major league ball game? You know, and we had it. So it was really good. It was a good situational, you know, hitting, you know, base running. And then we had some, you know, our pitching came up big for us. Mitch started us off well, did a great job for us, you know, gave us five. And then, you know, our bullpen came in, Holderman came in, you know, did well. And then followed by, you know, our big guy, Mr. Team USA, you know, David Bednar came in and closed it out.
Well, not only that, what I've always said, when you get older, you can't top experience and you can't top knowledge. What you guys did in the offseason, picking up that veteran leadership in the Hills, in the Santanas, in the G-Man Choice, in the McCutcheons, they are showing you guys, the little guys there that are the rookies, on how to win these close games. And we talked about the close games last year, maybe coming up a little short, but this year the job is getting done, and we saw it firsthand yesterday. So that is important. I've always said, if you have a chance to get some leadership there and four or five of these type of guys to come in there, sometimes it's better than just bringing that one big bat or that one pitcher into the organization.
Yes, because here's the cool thing. When you bring in, you know, four guys, you know, they all bring something that, you know, our young players can pull off of. Rich Hill, you know, is extremely competitive, right? And, you know, doesn't want to give up and will do everything, he can, you know, for the team, and he feel like he's not performing, you know, he's disappointed, and you hear it, and it shows. You know, Carlos Santana just shows you how to work, get in the cage, get his swings in, you know, just get the feel, keep the feel, the feeling of swinging, and just work or listening, you know, sitting there talking like truly in the lab. You know, McCutchen just brings, all right, fellas, this is, you know, how we going, this is how it is, you know, this is how we all work, you know, as a team. So you just get so much. And then you have, you know, G-Man Choi, who helps keeps the guys loose and relaxed. So it's a really good combination that all our young players can pull a little bit here, a little pull a little bit there, and be able to add that, you know, to who they are without changing themselves or changing, you know, their character. So it's a really good job, and I'm grateful that we have this leadership, you know, on our roster.
Yeah, and when you look at Hunter Green, a local kid out here, last year we saw him, you know, almost no-hit you guys. And when you see a guy, we talked about it in the pre-chat here, that you can pick up some stuff. And boy, did O'Neill Cruz pick one up yesterday. He drove 100-mile-an-hour fastball. I think that thing is hidden somewhere down in Kentucky somewhere. Have they retrieved the baseball yet?
I mean, yeah, Hunter Green pitched, you know, his backside off yesterday. You know, just, you know, fastball was just sitting, you know, at 101, 102, threw one, you know, yesterday at 105, which was very aggressive. And like he said in this, you know, his presser yesterday, that, you know, he was, you know, fully aware and in the moment on the mound, which was really good. That means that we got, you know, his best. He might not have executed all the time, but he got his best. He gave us, you know, his best. So it was good for us. Andy Haynes and Tim McKeithen and our other hitting coach, Christian Marrero, sorry about that, did a great job of formulating, you know, a game plan that was good against him and good for our hitters. So I'm gonna see what they have on, you know, Friday against their, Mr. Lodolo.
Yeah, and, you know, after he hit that shot, the handshake with you, the high five, I mean, when he's passing you at 6'7", and I know your favorite team in basketball is the Lakers, can you envision him with Davis and James there if he wasn't playing baseball?
Well, you know what? He can be. He's, you know, just as fast, just as tall, athletic. You know, if they need a, you know, a full court pass, he could do it and get it there in a hurry. Yeah, he would fit in just great. My job is just to try and get up there without trying to get on my tippy toes to high five him. so which is good. But anytime and as many times as I can give him that high five, it'll be good for him and good for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, and not only that, it was nice to see Mitch Keller. Wow. I mean, Sand 8, he looks like his the guy that we drafted here. And, man, oh, man, I'm excited for him. I think he's going to have a breakout year this year in Pittsburgh.
You know, I agree also. I mean, he did a good job. You know, he just had, you know, two pitches that I'm sure he would love to get back. But, you know, that's it. That's what happens at this level. You know, you make a mistake, you know, you get hit. But he just competed. He gave us, you know, innings. You know, he did what the number one guy does. You know, just goes out and pitches deep and gives his team, you know, a chance to win, you know, to the middle innings of the game. And he did that for us.
Well, and not only that, tomorrow you get Rich Hill on the mound, a competitor. And when you have those competitors like that, boy, that's a good thing. They put a lot of pressure on themselves to do good and kind of a driven guy. I kind of look at Rich Hill when I see a Kobe Bryant, the late Kobe Bryant or LeBron or somebody like that that just wants to go out there and just takes these guys one at a time, one pitch at a time. It's got to be nice to see him in the clubhouse and the competitive fire he brings to your team.
Yes, yes, it does. Like the competitive fire is off the charts, you know, which is good. You know, compete, you know, help our guys as far as, you know, game planning. Okay, this is my stuff. This is, you know, what I can do to, you know, attack hitters. And go from there, and then, you know, confidently go into a game, you know, with the good game plan. Like that, our young players will absolutely thrive on. The other things that they will, you know, grow from is the conversations, you know, on day two, three, and four, you know, when he's just sitting in the dugout, you know, talking with guys, you know, talking about what he sees, being able to go over, you know, and talk to our pitching, you know, pitching coaches, you know, about what he sees and his teammates and maybe see with the other team. I just think it's awesome. And that's what you need. And that's what, you know, when I'm sitting in St. Louis, you know, and other, you know, dugouts that are right next to me, it's just seeing, you know, those, you know, the those next four starters sitting there talking, game planning, you know, going over how they're going to attack, you know, the lineup that they may face or certain hitters in certain pitches. And I'm just, I can't wait to, you know, hear that and see that, you know, with our team here as well.
Well, an off day today. I guess you guys will all head to Kentucky. I don't know how the weather is. I know out here in Los Angeles, I kind of felt like the last 12 weeks have felt like Seattle with the rain. But, yeah, with the nice off day, two more in Cincinnati. And then I know we'll reconvene Monday morning in Boston. But we talked a little about the Interleague this year, everybody playing each other. Boy, that's got to be nice, my friend.
You know what? It really is, you know, because, you know, since, you know, we've been there, we haven't, you know, like you said, played Seattle or, you know, go down to the Angels, you know, which is close to, you know, my hometown. You know, so it's really cool to, you know, see these things. And then, you know, I have some family in Boston, so I'm looking forward to, you know, catching up with them, you know, over the, you know, the next 3 days while we're there next week, Monday through Wednesday. So it's really good. And then it gives, for us, it gives our fan base and other fan bases an opportunity to see our young guys and see why we're excited, you know, about what, you know, what we have. And, you know, how cool will it be, you know, to see Cruz, you know, go Oppo over the Green Monster. I'm calling that probably twice. To see him go Oppo over the, you know, the Green Monster, you know, I think that's really cool, you know, and we got a good taste, you know, last year, you know, when we went into Yankee Stadium for our young guys. And the fact that it was late in the year was huge. You know, that's what we got to draw off of, you know, going into next year, or this year, rather.
Yeah, and not only that, boy, Boston, it's been a while since I've been back there, but the North End is great. So I know you guys will probably take the Italian food in that area. Very good restaurants down there in the North End, authentic Italian food and stuff. So chomp on that a little bit, too. And, boy, Fenway Park, yeah, it's been a while. I think the last time I was in Fenway Park, Billy Martin was managing the Oakland A's when he burned out that whole pitching staff. It's been quite a while, but, Fenway Park is extraordinary in its way, and I know you guys will like that and get some wins there. As we wrap this thing up, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. Man, I can't wait to do this Monday from Beantown.
Man, that's awesome. Looking forward to it. Do my best, you know, to document some things, you know, some cool things on this journey of this road trip, you know, highlight some really cool things and people. That's what I'm trying to use my social media for, to uplift others on Facebook and, Instagram and Twitter, TarrikBrockSR. And then on Facebook, just first and last name, TarrikBrock. TikTok, I have no idea. I think it's the same as well. but, you know, it's really cool, man.
Well, I'll be thinking of you. We'll reconvene Monday from Boston, an early rise, you know, and then I know you guys got a day game, it looks like, out there, a late afternoon game. Take care of the Reds the next two. Enjoy the off day in Kentucky. And I can't wait, and thank you very much, man. 3 years running with this great show, my friend.
Man, it's been a blessing. It will continue to, you know, be a blessing to just talk life and baseball with you, man. And I'm glad for year three, because there's so much growth and so much more things that we felt like we left on the table, but we get to pick some of that stuff up this year.
Yep. Well, he's Derek Brock out there in Cincinnati heading to Kentucky. Here's Julie Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll see you on Monday morning from Boston. Till then, catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a great weekend, everybody.